Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Whoever heard you get indicted for interfering with a presidential election where you have every right to do it, you get indicted and your poll numbers go up.
Former President Donald Trump says he may be facing federal and state charges for trying to overturn the 2020 election, but insists he had every right to do it. Trump has not said whether he would accept the results of this year's contest should he lose. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says Trump's remarks show he believes he's above the law. 2 months until Election Day, the race remains a dead heat. Trump is at a Fox News town hall in Pennsylvania while the Harris campaign continues its reproductive freedom bus tour. That began in Florida, where Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says support for a ballot measure to put abortion rights in the state's constitution is motivating voters.
Democrats pushed for it, but 20% of the people who signed the petition to get it on the ballot were Republicans.
Trump now says he'll vote against the measure just days after saying he would vote for it because the state's current 6-week abortion ban is too strict. A Pennsylvania court is blocking a law making election workers reject mail-in ballots with missing or incorrect dates on their return envelopes. Mimi McKinsey with the Public Interest Law Center says the law resulted in the loss of more than 10,000 mail-in ballots during the 2022 midterms.
To not count votes simply because of a momentary lapse when someone is writing the date on the mail-in ballot, that violates the Pennsylvania Constitution.
A Latino civil rights group is asking the U.S. Justice Department to investigate Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's order that volunteers' homes be searched for evidence of vote fraud. Phones, computers, and documents were seized, but no charges have been filed. Critics call it Gestapo-style intimidation, and Roman Palomares with the League of United Latin American Citizens says it's voter suppression.
It is evident through his patterns of lawsuits, raids, searches, and seizures that he is trying to keep Latinos from voting.
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says residents can no longer use drop boxes to return absentee ballots for someone else. Rather, they must be delivered in person to the State Board of Elections. Democratic State Rep Alicia Reese calls it an undemocratic power grab.
It's less than 70 days before an election, and we're coming with new rules.
But State GOP Chair Alex Triantafilo says there's still a month before early voting begins, giving people ample time to learn the new rules.
This is a simple safeguard that we have for anyone who decides they're going to cast a ballot for another citizen.
All remaining drop boxes in the state will have to have signs explaining the new rule, threatening jail time if it's broken. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.